For more than 50 years, community-minded landowners have partnered with volunteers in local snowmobile clubs to provide their area with recreational snowmobile trails. This rural tradition has created many economic, recreational, social, and health benefits to enhance the winter well-being of hometowns and their residents across the province. With more than 50% of trails now available for recreational riding, including the North Bay region, the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, is celebrating these unique and enduring relationships, and the incredible trail network of 30,000 kilometers of OFSC-prescribed trails. We have built these trails together, about 60% of which are located on private property, the OFSC stated in a Monday release. Today, the OFSC is issuing a special call to action. Let's work together to save our trails. The OFSC Save Our Trails campaign reminds everyone how valuable OFSC trails are to snowmobilers, to landowners, and to all Ontarians, while recognizing that illegal off-trail riding is becoming a challenge that requires our united action. The OFSC adds that trespassing on private land is not only harmful to long-standing landowner relationships, but it also causes serious land access issues for member snowmobile clubs in many areas, while threatening the winter livelihoods of many rural and northern communities. Trespassing on private property and entering prohibited areas must become as unacceptable socially as it is legally, stated Ryan Eichmeier, OFSC CEO. Land use permission is a privilege, not a right, and it must be respected by every snowmobiler. Save Our Trails asks Ontario snowmobilers to take personal and collective action against trespass by always staying on the designated OFSC trail and never riding a closed trail. Respecting landowner rights and property. Refusing to ride with friends who trespass. Reminding new participants why it's important to stay on the trail. Spreading the message across personal social media outlets. Supporting OFSC advocacy for stronger anti-trespass enforcement and legislation.